views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and welcome if you're a brand new listener to the show. We always have a growing listening family that continues to grow, and we say thank you to you because we consider you part of our family. And today I have a very special guest with you. I'm really looking forward to this episode. In common with the way I approach things with my account, with my clients. And so I'm really looking forward to sharing this lady's magnificent work that she's done for quite some time now, 26 years, it looks like. But let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to be discussing today on the show. We have Nomi Bahar with us today, and she's going to be sharing how you can actualize your true self in an inspirational, informative, and a practical guide that she has written for all you're passionate, you know, about what you want to live and how your potential and maximizing your life. I mean, this is very inspirational what she's put together, and she's here to share with us about that. She has a new book out that we're going to be talking about, and it's based on a method that she created called the Gates of Power. And this is a revolutionary method that empowers, it energizes all the seven facets of our being. This is the part that I found very interesting about her work, very much where I was resonating with the way I feel about things as well. And this really is, personally, I really was liking this. But this is about you listening and paying attention to what resonates for you. That's the part of empowerment. She goes through seven facets of our being: the body, emotions, dialogue, creative expression, life path, silence, and knowledge. And at the same time, now get this, at the same time, it unifies the three aspects of the self. Whoa, now hear this part: the emotional self, the defensive self, I think we all know that one, don't we? And the expanded self, creating inner strength. Now, let me tell you about a little bit about Nomi. Nomi Bahar, I think is how you pronounce it. Nomi Bahar is a holistic spiritual counselor and a self-healing, self-actualization expert. She is the founder and director of the White Cedar Institute for Expanded Living and the creator of the Gates of Power method. That's what we're talking about today. She is trained in psychodrama, gestalt, bioengineerics, and primal therapy. Those are all psychotherapeutic modalities that utilize expression, creativity, imagination, and intuition. Ms. Bahar has been counseling and coaching for over 26 years, as well as lecturing, leading groups, training individuals, and facilitating workshops and courses. Now, this has been a busy lady, my goodness. And a lot of this, she's experienced herself, so she's going to be sharing that with us today. Nomi, welcome to the Jen Royster Show.
I am so happy to be here.
We've been looking forward.
Excited.
Yeah, we're all pumped up now. I know. We love doing it. We have a lot of fun over here. And you did meet Brian. Brian was the one that called Jen to the show. He's a great guy, and he always picks fun music for us, don't you? And heads up, everybody, we have an interesting storm system going over top of me right now. So if you hear interesting things in the background, it's thunder. So that, you know, so much for my soundproof booth, but I'm just giving you a heads up. You might hear some interesting sounds coming from over here. It's not my stomach. I did eat my breakfast. Now, I did. I'm just letting you know. So Nomi, you know, I was looking through, I have your book. It's a wonderful book, the way it's laid out, and really just pulls it apart so you can really discover all those little facets of ourselves. But what inspired you? That's what I want to ask you first. What inspired you? Because obviously there's some experience in there on a personal note, but also all the people you've been helping. But what inspired you to put something like the Gates of Power together?
You know, I started my journey as a performer. I was an actress. I was born and raised in Israel and performed a lot there. Came to New York on a grant and was an actor, dancer, performer in New York City, and went through a crisis at that. I was maybe 30. And that forced me to begin my own journey. Because I think as an actor, I was getting in touch with some emotions and my body and the energies and all of that. But I wasn't quite owning up to the kind of sadness and grief that I carried inside of me. Mm-hmm. And that was that unzipped me, that experience, that breakdown or whatever we want to call that. And that was the beginning of me realizing the power of healing, the power of being in touch with self. And that also got me connected to the great self. Mm-hmm. And because when you're on your knees, that's when you call out, that's when you receive, that's when you make the real connection.
Right. So, I relate to that because being an actor, that's performing arts. That is a creative outlet, like what I use with intuitive painting or what I do with art. But I mean, that one is the one that took me down. And I know what you're saying. Totally. I was getting that right away when you said that. But it helps you feel and connect on that side of things. Spiritually, yes. Creative arts. So go ahead.
So that's when I started doing my own work on myself and, the meditations. I had to, and a lot of us have to, glean the pieces of our transformation from different sources. I was doing my creative work as a dancer and actor and later choreographer and such. I was doing my spiritual work with my guru and, you know, in my center and blah, blah, blah. I was doing my emotional and, you know, psychological work with therapists and so on. And it, you know, I did it, obviously. But when I started working with people, I realized that we need one method that would take over all the pieces, all the parts. Mm-hmm. Bioenergetics is wonderful. I was trained in it. But it didn't have the spiritual element, and it didn't have the life path element. Gestalt is a wonderful, you know, but it all these four methods that I was trained in are wonderful and inspiring, and they were really important for me to be trained in them. but I didn't find any one of them complete.
Right. It sounds to me like you were gathering all of your puzzle pieces, and that was putting it all together from the different approaches. Now, I want to hold you on that thought, because we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about how you put all these pieces together and, you know, continue on with what you're sharing here about the gates of power. Everyone, you are listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Nomi Bahar, with her newest book and an amazing method called The Gates of Power. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
She had silky smile. She took a standard pose and she presented herself. She had sultry eyes. She made it perfectly plain that she was his for a price. But he said, leave me alone. I'm a family man. And my bite is much worse than my bite. He said,
what if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And my guest today is Nomi Bahar, and here to share with us her method called the Gates of Power. And before we went to break, Nomi was sharing how she came to create all of this and what was inspiring her. So, Nomi, I'm going to let you pick up where you left off.
Okay. So I was trained in all these four modalities that are wonderful, But I realized that none of them was covering all the facets of life. And even together, they were not. Mm-hmm. You know, so I said, all right, let's be inspired by them. And but let's begin to experiment with finding a method that would be all-inclusive, that would be truly holistic in nature and would touch everything at the same time, under the same roof, so to speak.
Right.
Because I really feel that we're accelerating as human beings, and we need to find a way to get there faster.
I mean, it's catching up with
20 years.
Yeah.
You know, which is good. Every turn in the path was good. But there should be, and for the young people, I feel that we need to create something for them so they could get there faster.
Yeah, you know, I like how you're saying that, because there's a frequency shift that is speeding. It's speeding up. We don't have to do it so slow anymore. And I know exactly what you're saying with that. And I call it a frequency. And a lot of the younger generations they can just get there faster.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think we need to help them to do that. Mm-hmm. And we need to help all of us because we are being endangered to some degree in terms of our transformation. So I said to myself, let me begin to invent little exercises, processes, and obviously you're being a channel. You know, once you have an intention, and the intention is within divine order, you get the information.
Mm-hmm. That's
you get
right.
Guidance. And I started creating little exercises, processes, and I started writing notes and notes and notes and notes. And after 5 or 7 years, I looked and I put all the notes, and I said, oh, my God, there is a very elegant and interesting method here. And I guess I was guided to give birth to it, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So these are workshops that you do, and the book is based on the method that you do in the workshops. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Gates of Power is a full curriculum at this point. It has level 1 to level 7, similarly to white belt to black belt, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And people do the training. They start on level 1. Every level gives you something. So even if you just do level 1, you're going to get a lot.
Right.
But the levels accelerate, you know, and all levels deal with all 7 gates. So it's not like level 1 is only gate of the body and level... No. Every level is a complete workshop by itself dealing with all the gates and all 3 aspects of self. And it's just on level 1.
Right.
You know? It's very emotive. People go very deep emotionally. It's very creative because we write and we draw and we move and we make sounds. And some people even use musical instruments to express. We do tremendous amount of meditations. We do energy work.
Wow.
It's everything. It's psychological, it's creative, it's spiritual. It deals with the gate of knowledge because we read and we discuss the important questions of life. So it's very comprehensive.
Now, I have a question. You know, I'm kind of feeling this out there with the listening audience that, you know, they're just learning about this right now. So my question, and I'm looking inside the book here now, and you've got it broken down into the different, I'm looking at the table of contents at the different aspects, but is this something you referred to it as like a martial art belt level? Would you want to go in the order that you have it laid out? You know, like, should you go in order? You know, sometimes you can skip around and do whichever one you want to do. But this, I wanted to ask that for clarification. Is this something that you would want to do level 1, 2, 3, and 4, like in an order?
If you're doing the workshops, you cannot go to level 2 unless you did level 1, because you wouldn't understand what people are talking about.
Right. No, that's why I was asking for that clarification, because it feels to me that this is going, you know, as you're ascending through your awareness and your actualization, you are discovering as you go. So you wouldn't want to skip around. You might miss a very important piece that you needed from the previous one. So is your book is laid out the same way?
I would recommend to read it in order.
Okay.
It's important to understand the three aspects of self and then the gates in their order. The gates are ordered like that because they're going from the most material or physical to the most ethereal, if I'm saying that right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounded good to me.
Yes. So it's good to do that in order. And the book is the kind of book that you read a few pages because there's pauses, reflection pauses. There are little exercises and meditations, obviously stories and a lot of explanations. And it's you do it a little bit at a time, and you ideally work with a little journal.
Mm. How long is each workshop?
Level 1 is a whole weekend. I do an introduction to Gates of Power, which is about 2 hours, just introduction. And then level 1 is a whole weekend. Level 2 is a whole weekend. Level 3 is a weekend plus half of Friday. Mm-hmm. Level 4 becomes more complicated or complex, I would say, because what we do is it spans over 6 months.
Wow.
Level 4. You have two individual sessions on a month. You have a buddy with whom you work very closely to be accountable for all your goals and to have all these deep discussions and to support each other and confront each other and challenge each other and love each other and all of that. The buddy also teaches you how to be a team, how to be in deep relationship with somebody and be mutually supportive. And you do once a month, you do a whole day of a gate.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, this really takes it and breaks it down into the fine detail. See, I love that. That gets to the meat.
That gets to the meat of it.
And I like that. Yeah. I mean, scratching the deep itch, so to speak. I really like this. This is an amazing journey. I mean, you must see so many different
things that are happening. I see amazing things. And as you do level four and five is really people starting to ascend big time. And then level 6 and 7, they become really leaders. They become leaders. They're being called to be leaders in their life, in their community. They're called to being a contribution, to be absolutely accountable, integrous, and dedicated to a life path of contribution.
Wow.
It's really fantastic. And then if they want to become facilitators, then they go to another training. But it's really in-depth, and it's really all-inclusive, because the spiritual, the silent gate, the gate of silence really takes them deeply into their spirituality. Gate of the body with all the energy work that we do.
Right.
Release of blockages and all of that. They learn how to do that. We have different exercises to
see. That's wonderful, because there's so much. The body has to be able to calibrate to the frequency you're going to take it up to. So there has to be a lot of clearing. Now we're about to take we're going to take another break. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit more about, you know, how people listening out there, if you want to call in, if you have a question, we want to open up the lines for that. If you have a question for Nomi, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And we'll come back and we'll talk about how someone can participate in the Gates of Power method. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my very special guest today, Nomi Bahar, and we are discussing her method called the Gates of Power. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You know, Brian, if you keep playing all that fun music, I'm going to bump this microphone when I'm dancing because I'm dancing.
Oh, you
I'm
are.
Always dancing in my chair.
That's great. That's what I figured you were doing.
I know. I love it. It's so much fun working with Brian. So, Brian, thank you and WBLQ. You guys are awesome over there. If you're just tuning in, we have this really amazing guest today, Nomi Bahar, and she is here sharing her method called the Gates of Power. And Nomi, before we went to break, we were sharing all of the way you break it down into the different aspects or facets, but how could someone participate in this? I mean, how can they find out about this? How can they participate?
So, first of all, buying the book is really a good beginning. Reading it, just getting the basic information.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, there is gatesofpower.com, which is a very full website with a lot of explanations and a lot of, you know. And basically, just contact us. Either through the info at Gates of Power, or call the number, then that way you get directly to me, to the office. And, you know, just starting the journey, you know, enroll into level one, you know, and it's just a weekend, a long weekend. Right now, a couple of people are asking me, people that have centers, have asked me to divide level one into four sessions for people who have kids, young kids or whatever, and they cannot spend 2 days out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're looking at creating level one as 3.5 hours for four meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
That's possible too. We're looking at that structure. And that and then see if you're ready to go to level two, and then keep going.
Yeah, so you can do one level at a time, and when you're ready to move. So you go at your own pace. That's important.
You do it at your own pace, and you can work with me one-on-one. Some people do the level one, and they find a lot of things there, and they get a little overwhelmed, and they say, I need some private sessions. I want to integrate everything that came up for me,
mm-hmm.
And then they do some sessions with me, and then later they go into level two.
Wow. Now, go ahead and finish. Sorry.
we have a place in New York City that we do it. We have a big like dance studio that we do there. I have a big loft in Peekskill, which is on the Hudson River. Beautiful place where we do that too, and we can be hosted anywhere. Like if people feel that they can gather a group together, we will come there and we will
okay.
do it.
Okay. You know? Okay. I gotcha. Now you, where can they find the book? Where is the book sold?
The book is on Amazon. The book is on Barnes & Noble's. The book is in Book A Million,
B-A-M,
I think they're called.
Right.
So, you know, I guess the easiest is Amazon. Everybody knows it. You could order it online.
And it's really an easy title to remember, too, Gates of Power.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the website is gatesofpower.com. So, and all the information about how to contact you is there.
Everything is there. Yes.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Yes. And now before we forget, you have something coming up June 5th, don't you? Don't you have?
June 5th.
June 15th. Sorry.
Oh, June 15th. I actually am now kind of doing a little book tour, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So I have June 15th, I have a lecture and a book signing at a wonderful place that's called Ananda Ashram. I have been a member of that Ananda Ashram for, I don't know, 30 years, studying with my guru there, who's passed now. But it's just an amazing inspiration to me.
Okay.
And so I'm going to be doing like a lecture and a book signing there at their bookshop.
And that's in New York. So if you're up in New York in that area on June 15th, she'll be at She'll be at the Ananda Ashram Gift Shop.
Yes.
It looks like it's on Sapphire Road, Monroe, New York. Yes. At 2 to 4:30.
2 to 4:30. And it's a beautiful place with a huge lake and forests and a center for spiritual growth.
Nice.
And
nice.
All of that.
Wow.
So,
now, what is let me ask you this. What do you see, just for people to have sort of an average, I guess, because everybody's different, everybody's unique, so keep that in mind. But but when they do this program or they start to work with this, what is there an average timeline that you see to be the common, so they can kind of get an idea? Or is it just all across the board very, very different, and so you really can't do that?
Here's what I see. I see I call it the slow pace and the runners. There are people, and it's fine. It's absolutely fine. The psyche knows what it can handle,
Right.
So sometimes you're not ready, and it's absolutely okay. I have a group now, and they zipped through level 1, 2, 3. They're on level 5 now, and they're going.
Wow.
It just looked like they, for some reason, this group, and it's a group of powerful women. It's a women group. They're going, and I don't think they're going to stop. They didn't stop. They started level 1 a couple of years ago, and they're just going to go all the way to 7.
Wow. And they're all in the same group. That's interesting.
They're all in the same group because they started together on level 1.
Yeah, so they're just
With other people that slow down,
mm-hmm.
which is okay. The slowers, they're working with me, or some of them are getting ready to do. Some of them did level 2. Some of them are ready to get level 3. But they slowed down. They did it, But this group, they just kept going.
Well, they must have a frequency alignment to one another.
Yes.
Because they're just, what I'm saying with that. And it's interesting, and I really want to specify here, too, and I know Nomi is saying this. If you're going faster or slower, that doesn't mean anything negative at all. I mean, some people have quite a bit that they brought in with them in this lifetime, and then they stacked on top of that. So you got to peel that away one layer at a time. So slower means you probably just came in with much more, and you're at that level. you're at that level of you're going for the sage or something, because it's like, whoa, because there's just so much there, and you can't just skip by it. You've got to get it all out of there. You got to get it all cleaned up. Right. Exactly.
So what I say to people, honor your inner self and go at a pace that is authentic to you.
Right. Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with that 100%.
With dedication, though, with commitment, with dedication, and just keep going.
Mm-hmm. And I have a question that I see with my own practice that when I'm working with people, health shifts as they grow in this, because the energy is really the root to the physical body responds to that. So as that becomes healthier, the body responds to that event. It does come, it lags behind it, but it does do that. Are you seeing that as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's amazing because somebody can come to me after a session and say, I had a client who had an abusive father, and his right shoulder was stuck for years from fear and trauma and whatever. And sometimes in one session that we've aired a lot, the shoulder absolutely got unfreezed itself.
Well, that makes
and
sense.
It restored. I mean, and we see that a lot.
Mm-hmm. So, see, to me, that's so beautiful because, I mean, it really is an energetic that runs through there, and you shift that, you shift. I mean, the body's responding to that. It's living in that energy. So if you change how healthy it is, or it can go the other way, unhealthy, I guess. But, you know, if you change that, that is going, it's going to respond to that. It's no different than the health of the soil that you grow a plant in.
Exactly. You know, it's a mirror. It's a mirror. Yeah. The body is a mirror. As you know, the body is just energy.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever your thoughts and your feelings are, it's all energy. It's all frequencies.
So that's incredible. That's incredible. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to make sure you know how to find her book and any other thoughts that Nomi, you want to put out there to the listening audience about your program, because this has been really wonderful sharing this. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to power on and let you know how you can get in touch with Nomi. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we've been talking about the Gates of Power method. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners Workshop. Shop and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show with my guest today, Nomi Bahar, and we've been discussing her method called the Gates of Power. And Nomi, before we wrap up the show, we wanted to talk about those three aspects of the self, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, so go for it. That was an interesting one when I read that, the emotional, the defensive one, and the expanded. So,
right. Most of the time, when people come to me and they say, I have this or that or that, when we look a little deeper, we see that what is happening is the defensive self is dominant. And because as young people, we get hurt or we get disappointed and so on and so forth, we cultivate something that we call, I call the defensive self. In psychology, it's called the false self, or it's the kind of survival techniques mm-hmm. that we are developing to survive in our family mm-hmm. and in the world. So we can become pleasers or caretakers or isolators or manipulators or charmers or excellers, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a survival, it's a protective coat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Strong suit, the armor, whatever we want to call that.
Right.
And that part begins to take dominance and repress the emotional self. No, mm-hmm. You can't show that, and you can't show that, and you can't. They're gonna reject you. They're gonna be careful. No, no, no. Let me handle life for you, type of thing.
It almost becomes the affirmations that we're creating more of that. Which,
yes.
Yeah, you know, because affirmations can not be so great sometimes. You know, when we are saying they're not going to accept me, that's an affirmation too.
Exactly.
Right.
So
okay.
Out of the hurts of us. We create that protective one, and that protective one is not allowing our authentic emotions, first of all, to cleanse and to resolve themselves, or to even be expressed in any kind of spontaneous way. And so that's the stuckness. Now, what I teach is that there is a third aspect, our expanded self, and everybody knows that intuitively. That is the spark of divine within you.
Mm-hmm.
And that aspect is your spiritual understanding. It's your compassion. It's your intuition. It's your connection to the great self. So you need to take that and begin to utilize the knowledge and compassion and depth and wisdom of that one to heal and transform the two other aspects.
Mm-hmm. That, and
you,
right. Wow.
You're creating a team with the leadership of your expanded self as the parent, the guide, the loving force, and you're starting to negotiate new ways for them so they can shift, so that the emotional can cleanse and heal and become spontaneous and joyful and childlike and happy, and that the defensive can relax itself
mm-hmm.
and become healthily protective and not defensive.
Right. Respond versus react.
Respond versus react, exactly. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. all of that takes a series of inner dialogues that we do. So the training gives you that tool, which is a very powerful tool, to unify all these under the leadership of the expanded and to elevate all of them, so they become they come onto the same page, so to speak.
Yes,
and they begin to work together as a positive team.
Wow, I mean, the expanded self knows that it can claim to be safe and, you know, claim that, you know, I am safe.
Yeah.
Which is the defensive is feeling like it has to do all these things to be safe.
Right. But you can train it. It's just like helping two children that are very afraid and very identified with the body mind. Those two aspects are very identified with body mind. So you just like you would teach kids about truth, about expansiveness, about no limitation and eternal beingness. You teach them. We learn in this method how to teach them, relax them.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's amazing. This has been an incredible work that she's put together. Let's give them the website again, Nomi. It was gatesofpower.com.
Yes.
And that's the name of the book that she has put out, which is based on the Gates of Power method. It's called Gates of Power, Actualize Your True Self. And it is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million. And it is published by Fiendhorn Press. So she's on Facebook and Twitter, it looks like, too. Gates of Power everywhere. Gates of Power. And I love that because that makes it easy.
Yes. And the phone number is there. I'm very accessible. If you just leave, your name and a number, you will always, your message will always be returned.
Absolutely. And she's going
I work on Skype. So I have clients in Israel. I have a client in Germany. I have a client in Los Angeles. I work internationally and on the phone if need be, on Skype if need be, and there are ways to create trainings wherever you are. You just need to reach out.
Yeah, absolutely. She's got it all out there for you to get in touch with her, gatesofpower.com. Nomi, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been my pleasure sharing your work with my listeners.
It was really, truly a pleasure, Jen.
It was wonderful. I mean, I really resonate with what you're doing as a spiritual counselor myself. I was really, excited to see what you've done with that. And you've done an incredible job putting that together. And it's a beautiful thing that you've expressed out for the world. And it's, thank you for doing what you do to heal this world and to lighten it up, because with all of us doing that, what we came here with our purpose, we're helping every step of the way, and we're just shining that light where it needs to go. For those of you that are new to my show, if you want to learn a little bit more about who I am, what I'm doing, go over to jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com. You sign up for the newsletter, you'll receive the upcoming listings of the shows and the wonderful guests that we have. And I also am giving out a free video class when you sign up on the newsletter. We also have where you can download guided meditations right on the website. Come on over, check it out, and say hello. We want to say thank you, listeners, for being with us and being part of our listening family. We will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at @YoAndrewNTS. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop. And let's get into it now. Visit ruintoit.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense, LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE@gmail.com.